This is your KUTX soundcheck. According to Billboard and Nielsen Music, there's some interesting stuff happening in the statistics of album sales and streams so far in 2016. In general, album sales are way down, the lowest, in fact, since Nielsen Music began tracking album sales back in 1991. As of July 1st, only about 100.3 million albums have been sold, compared to over twice that amount this time last year. Though, while the numbers for CDs and digital sales are hurting, vinyl sales are maintaining their increase, up 11.4% from last year. Streaming, as to be expected, is only gaining momentum, as Billboard reports that streaming has increased nearly 60% in the last year, and for the first time in digital music history, audio-only streams have surpassed streaming of music videos. After scoring a handful of short films, most of them disturbing, Stephen Ellison, aka Flying Lotus, is making his directional debut next month at Sundance. The short film, Royal, is dark, occurring in the aftermath of an LA earthquake so powerful and destructive, human survival has become the new way of life. Sir Paul McCartney is the subject of a new virtual reality documentary detailing the formation and early years of the Beatles. The documentary, called Early Days, is directed by American History X's Tony Kaye. This isn't McCartney's first rodeo with virtual reality shows, as he recently starred in his own six-segment virtual reality documentary series, Pure McCartney VR, offering the most intimate and immersive look into McCartney's personal life to date. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.